It was a warm spring-like day, and a drive through the hills sounded refreshing, particularly with someone else doing the driving. She felt a bit adventurous, too, since she had come alone, leaving Jason with her mother for a few days, and while she had never left him before, she discovered that she felt all independent and grown up somehow. She was with a real estate agent looking for a place of her own. Hers. Not somebody else's. For her and Jason to live in. For her to write in splendid solitude. She had in her mind a sunlit room with wicker furniture and plants and a view of huge old trees. And now she had her chance to find it. She shivered in anticipation, and Tommy Joe mistook her gesture as a sign of fear.
"Now, Miss Elliot, this is the Cope's place. No matter what the town talk might have been about being a witch's house, we know better than that. It's really big and perfect for a little boy to run in, and you being a celebrity and all, you could have great parties there with all your publishers and editors and some of the town folk even."
"Town folk like my real estate agent?"
"Well, yeah," he laughed.
They rounded a curve in the road and were looking straight at the Cope's house. Joanna gasped. It was lovely, rambling huge Victorian windows with gingerbread, a magnificent acreage leading from the house down the hillside, undoubtedly a garden in the back. Jason and Mournful would love it. Tommy Joe braked in front of the house.
"Ready to go in? Or would you like to look outside first, in the back and around the outside?"
The agent was poised with a key to the house in his beefy hand.
"Inside,"
Joanna answered. He nodded, inserted the key, and swung the huge door open. She could see nothing but oak paneling, dark hardwood floors. Joanna frowned. "It's very dark inside."
"Oh, that'll keep it cooler in the summertime when it's hotter and blazes outside. See, the high ceilings and the large windows help circulate the air."
He was striding from the hallway into what Joanna assumed to be the parlor, but turned out to be a library of sorts.
"The kids came and took most of the furniture and books, kitchenware and so forth, whatever they wanted. Left other stuff they figured some renter might use, like beds and chairs."
He led the way into the kitchen, another dark room with old utilitarian appliances and only one small window. Joanna began to feel suffocated somehow. In such a large house, she felt claustrophobic. She needed light and air. She could not live in this house, not for a minute.
"Thank you, Mr. Greenleaf," Joanna said firmly. "I've seen enough. I don't think I'm interested. Could we go to the farmhouse now?"
Tommy Joe sighed. He didn't think he would ever rent this old place. Well, he'd make some kind of commission off the Spencer farmhouse anyway, if Miss Elliot didn't mind the history behind that place.